Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thank you for calling Divan Bank. This is Alec. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Brittany, returning your call from customer support.
Hi, yes. Are you calling from Top Quality Advanced?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I was calling you guys. My name is Alec. I was calling from Divan Bank. I'm calling on behalf of a customer. Her name is Kiralee Ginsberg. She has a transaction on her account that she doesn't recognize, and the description on it is Top Quality Advanced M. And we want to know what this is, and to see if she entered into a trial or anything like that. Can you verify that for me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with her zip code?
Absolutely. Give me a sec. Zip code is 60015.
Okay, thank you for the information. And can you verify her first and last name?
Yes. First name is Kiralee. Last name is Ginsberg. I think she goes by Cokie as well.
Is it RYBACK?
It's C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, E as in Echo, L as in Larry, Y as in Yellow. Kiralee. And then last name is Ginsberg, so that's G-I-N-S-B-U-R-G.
Hold on, I have the... Can you spell out that first and last name again?
Yes, last name is G-I-N-S.
And L?
Yes, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
B as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
U, R, G as in George.
Okay, and that first name again?
It starts with a C as in Charlie. A R E as in Echo. L Y.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, ma'am. It's still not letting me pull it up. Do you have like a phone number?
Yeah. Try this one. 847-280-5404.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up by a phone number.
Thanks.
Okay, you did say 847-280-5404.
Yes.
Still not pulling up an account. Hold on just a second. Trying to see. And she don't know the product, do she? She's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, what is exactly the product that you guys sell? Is it a face cream?
We sell face cream. But it's not...
What else can you... Okay, what else can you look up the customer with? Like the number of the card or...
Yeah, the number of the card, the first six numbers and the last four.
Okay, go ahead and use this one. The first six is 554316. Last four, 6209.
Okay, now he pulled up.
You got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
I don't know why I did it through the card. When I typed the name in, it still didn't pull up. But it did it through a card.
Okay, huh?
Okay, I have it. And can you verify her address for me for security purposes?
Yeah, it's 426 Swan Court, Deerfield, Illinois 60015.
Okay, thank you for that information. And I'm just waiting for it to load, ma'am.
Okay. Can you see what is it that she ordered?
Oh, I'm waiting for it to load so it can tell me. Mm-hmm. It just loading real slow today. It's been like this all day today.
Yeah.
Okay, there it goes.
And can you tell me your name again? I'm sorry I missed it.
Brittany.
Brittany. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a second. Let me see what she ordered. It pulled up for me. Okay, she ordered a cookware.
Cookware?
Mm-hmm. Like a kitchen set, like a kitchen set. It's like something like that with some cookware. And she paid $5.74 on November the 27th.
And then and that was a trial?
This was basically, this was a contest, a drawing to win that cookware. And if she don't win it, it's going to bill her 3 days after. And she's going to be charged at $67.32 every month. So basically, she entered like the contest or drawing to win it. And if she didn't, she was going to be billed if she didn't call in and cancel.
Within how many days she has to call and cancel?
7 days.
Hold on, but that was not 7 days. Let me see. I think it was five.
27.
27? Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, you're right. Including the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I can cancel this for her.
Can you please cancel it? Yes, because she clearly doesn't know what, maybe she doesn't know what she was doing.
Yes,
So, is there any way you can refund that for her? She's an older lady, and I don't think she was she knew what she was doing.
Okay, and you did say this was the bank, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I can refund her that full amount. That's
$67.32?
$67.32, yes. And I can refund her that shipping cost back to that $5.
The 574?
Mm-hmm. The 574.
I would really appreciate if you can refund her that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I got everything refunded, and I can tell you the confirmation number to give to her, or I got everything canceled and refunded.
Okay. Can I have the confirmation number, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to finish typing in my notes that I did speak to the bank and I canceled everything.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. I'm almost finished.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to note in the account. Okay, let me save these notes. And now I'm ready for the confirmation number.
Yeah.
CS and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263.
Mm-hmm.
0017 70, and the second confirmation is for the $5.74.
Mm-hmm.
C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262. 8-6-3-1-6-3.
Thank you. And how long does it take for the refund to post onto her account?
3 to 5 business days.
Business days. And so what name did she register under?
To my her name or?
Her name, yeah.
Yes, her first and last name with her middle name, A-N-N.
Okay. Yeah, her middle initial is A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, yes. I see. All right, I think I have everything I need. Well, I wanted to thank you so much for processing the refund. I appreciate it. Did you, by any chance, send her a cancellation email?
I can send her one.
Can you, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And where is it coming? Where is it gonna be coming from?
To her email, that I have on file is evryng7 at comcast.net.
Yes, perfect. And so what is it going to be called, like cancellation confirmation or?
Yes, confirmation
and
number.
Is it going to come from top?
Say that again.
Is it going to be coming from Top Quality Advanced or what?
It's just going to be coming from the email. Like she got to check her spam and junk folder in the inbox. Because it's going to come to there. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brittany. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
And I wish you a happy holiday season.
And thank you. And you too. Same to you. And thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
You too.